So this might have been a bad idea, but Elon posted some super Israel Zionist propaganda, and I responded, for being so smart, you're exceptionally bad at understanding this one issue. It's kind of weird. And I got a lot of likes on that post, and he responded, like, what am I missing? And so naturally, I wrote a freaking essay about it, and it took 40 minutes to get 11K to 2K ratio on that. So here's some of my concerns. And right at the start, let's just be clear. I'm not saying that all Jews are in on some Jewish evil conspiracy to run the world, okay? That would be a straw man argument, and that's not what I'm claiming. We're talking about Israel here. And these are just some of the most obvious ones. First off, that AIPAC has purchased the seats of like 90% of our Congress, give or take. I made a whole thread with all my sources, and in this case, I used a video that I made myself where I cited a whole bunch of sources about AIPAC and about JFK trying to get them to register as a foreign agent the months before he got shot, and then they never registered. Secondly, that Israel's obviously the state sponsor of Jeffrey Epstein. He was an Israeli operation through and through, from his handler being Ehud Barak, the ex-prime minister of Israel, as well as the ex-head of Israeli military intelligence. His funding was from Les Wexner, one of the world's richest Zionist philanthropists, and he was accused openly by ex-Mossad assets of being Mossad. And that's not to mention his connection to Robert Maxwell, one of the most infamous Mossad spies ever. In that case, I used another one of my videos where I cited a whole bunch of evidence, and I'm just using them because they're fun ways to consume a lot of primary sources and evidence very quickly. But in most of these cases, I've made tons of different videos, and there's tons of evidence out there about all these claims. These are not complex claims. I mean, in this case, the most obvious and direct source is just to read One Nation Under Blackmail by Whitney Webb. I'm on my third read-through right now. Next, that Israel is the only nation who has a de facto sanctioned, but it's actually secret and unsanctioned nuclear program. And that's a program that they stole from the United States. Look into the Apollo affair, NUMEC, the Dimona nuclear facility. One great source, if you like video, is this NUMEC documentary produced by Ryan Dawson. It's available for free on Rumble. It's an amazing resource that is super, super diligent. Tons of primary sources in here. Shout out to Ryan Dawson. And then that Jews, Muslims, and Christians live side by side in peace in Palestine before the Rothschilds purchased the country from Great Britain during World War I. See the Balfour Declaration. Literally begins with the words, Dear Lord Rothschild. Like, how many families in this world have ever received a letter from the largest empire in the world, the British Empire, saying, Dear family, we give you a country. When you dig into what they did to get this country, it's not great. And then when you learn about the history of the founding of Israel and the paramilitary groups that fought to found Israel, Lehi, Irgun, and Haganah, look them up. Lehi and Irgun were declared terrorist organizations by Israel themselves after they were founded because the whole international community was so pissed. You can source that straight off Wikipedia, but you can dig way deeper on it if you want to. Worth digging into how Lehi actually wanted to be allied with the Nazis because they thought it would be a more effective way to get Jews into Palestine. These guys were like bombing British civilians to make the British want to leave, not just bombing Palestinian civilians, both of which are war crimes. And then the leaders and founders of these terrorist organizations went on to be the prime ministers of Israel on multiple occasions for the next like 30 years. You start to dig into the history of the previous prime ministers of Israel, and there's some super dark, violent people that ran this country. And like that Israel's a foreign nation halfway across the world that has no business receiving my tax dollars. Like, why are we sending them billions of dollars of our money while our country is burning and overrun by illegal immigration and all these other problems? Like, go ask Grok how many billions of dollars we've sent to Israel. That's my money. Why are my tax dollars going to this other country? I don't want, like, what? Like, Israelis have free healthcare and like free education and shit. And we have homeless people on the streets and no one can afford a fucking thing over here. What's going on? This one up here got cut off, but there was an entire Israeli surveillance program leading into 9/11 titled the DEA report. Is this whole government report about these Israeli art students that were entering government buildings all across the continental United States. I linked to the entire DEA report as well as specific snippets. It's a massive report. I've read it through the whole thing. And it's like hundreds of instances of Israeli spies posing as art students trying to access government buildings all across the United States, clearly conducting surveillance operations on U.S. soil in the years 2000 and 2001. So our greatest ally, but they're spying on us right before 9/11 in a big way. And then, like, call it an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory all you want, but, like, there are FBI documents clearly showing that there were fake Israeli moving companies all across the Eastern Seaboard leading into 9/11, and that members of these moving companies were out photographing themselves with the view of the attack on the trade centers the day before the attack, flicking lighters at the towers. And then the day of the attack, they were in position up to an hour before, witnessed by multiple people, up to an hour before the attacks, in position to take photos and film of the attack. Never got any answers. And that is all documented in official FBI reports that you can read yourself. I linked to the full FBI, all the documents, as well as to a 2.5-hour video of me breaking them down piece by piece. It's very clear when you read it that we never got any answers. But the investigation got squashed, the Israelis got deported, no answers whatsoever. And I'm not even saying that like Israel necessarily did 9/11 at all. Like, I don't know. All I know is that we have serious questions, and the silence is deafening. But it's right there in the reports. And I don't know if you benefited from us taking down Afghanistan and from us taking down Iraq, but I didn't. But I know that Israel did. And I know that they were writing things like the Clean Break Report leading into that era with people like Richard Perle, all these neocons. And they were explicitly saying that in the coming decades, we need to take out Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Iran. Like, at this point, Iran is the only company on that list, or company, country, on the list that was put out in the Clean Break Report that has not been overthrown by the U.S. empire on behalf of Israel. In fact, my generation has been distinctly robbed of, like, life, of money, of our freedoms, of, like, our American way of life on behalf of going to the Middle East to fight wars for Israel that we have no business fighting with made-up intelligence from Israel that we very well knew was fake at the time. Like, weapons of mass destruction, those were Israeli intelligence reports fed to our CIA that fed them to our president and our security personnel. That's all not to mention just my obvious objections to the collective punishment, mass surveillance, forced starvation, bombing of refugee camps, brutal murdering of women and children that's been going on in Gaza and the West Bank for years, for decades, long before October 7th. And I'm not saying that I, like, promote the violence of October 7th. Like, I wish that we would have no violence. But this is a graph of the number of hostages held by Israel and the number of hostages held by Hamas as of 7/31/2024 from mainstream sources, okay? This has been the state of affairs over there forever, my entire lifetime and more. Any honest look at the lives of the Palestinians, it is very clear who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And if it's not clear to you, then you should really go to Rumble and watch this documentary called The Occupation of the American Mind. And it's all about how Israel realized partway through the 80s that if they did not develop a state-of-the-art propaganda campaign, they were going to lose the ideological war on the global stage. Because Americans were super not down with the video footage that was coming back from the bombing of refugee camps in places like Sabra and Shatila, among many others. And if American support for Israel was ever pulled, Israel is completely fucked. And they knew that. And so they moved in the 80s from just a warfare campaign against the Palestinians to a propaganda campaign targeting Americans, because that is the most important thing for Israel to do. Hence, the entire American discourse about Israel today. Watch this documentary. It will clear it right up. And it is mostly Jewish people speaking in this documentary, okay? Let's be really clear here. This is not about the Jews. Most the dope Jewish people realize that Israel is the worst thing ever for, like, the Jewish faith. Because it makes it, like, if you equate Israel with Judaism, that's fucked. Like, I would never want the people that are sponsoring Jeffrey Epstein to represent my religion. That's horrible. And criticizing the government of Israel has nothing to do with criticizing Judaism, okay? So, like, that's not what this is. This is a government that was founded through terrorism, funded by the mob, literally, and the Rothschilds, and has been stealing nuclear technology from the U.S., propagandizing the U.S., getting aid money from the U.S., and bombing civilians ever since. And yeah, like, they are also terrorized by their surrounding nations. I wonder why. But don't worry, it is all okay. It's all okay. It's all good. Because they are God's chosen people, after all.